Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And in today's podcast, we are going to be talking some fitness. What we are talking about, though, is fun ways that you can get active without hitting the gym. And now when I say fun, some of these ideas may not seem fun per se, but it's ways that you can actually get your sweat on, get your calorie burn on without actually having to go and step foot in a gym or do a traditional workout.
And I think this is so important because, you know, we're huge, huge believers that fitness is not going to the gym. And I think we need to get out of that mindset that, you know, you're only being fit or working on your fitness when you go to the gym. And it's actually, it's a lifestyle. It's a way of approaching your life and including movement in your life. And that's how, you know, I always think about when I think about my lifestyle, I think about how much movement can I get in during the day? You know, where can I walk to? Where can I do things that are keeping my body moving, keeping it agile, keeping it the blood flowing? So I'm excited for this one.
No, definitely. I agree with you 100% because I feel the same way. I basically find a reason every single day to go for a walk. Unless, of course, it's pouring rain because I'm just not into that. But generally, I find a reason and it's usually like I have to go to the post office, even though I went the day before. I leave something behind just so I have a reason because I feel like if I have a purpose, it feels like more, I don't know, like I'm more driven to do it and I will do it then. But I definitely think like it is about a lifestyle and it is about just moving and finding different ways to incorporate movement into your day. So here are some awesome ways that you can get your body moving, stay active, and you can do it without stepping foot in a gym. So number one, and I told you not all of them are fun, even though I said they're fun. This one may not be super fun, but it's about cleaning your house. Oh, super boring, right? It's like the complete opposite of fun. Although some people really like cleaning their house. They find it really therapeutic.
I am not one of those people.
I don't like cleaning it. I don't like the process of it. I like it after.
I'm gonna be totally honest. I have a cleaning lady.
Yeah, no.
For me, I'm like, this is one of those ones that I'm like, and I'm not like a rich, like have a clean, live in cleaning lady, but I do have a cleaning lady who comes in once a month, and does a big clean. And then I just do the maintenance because I really, really hate cleaning. I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, okay, if I can use that time doing something else active still, that's more enjoyable and I'm okay with spending that money on a cleaning lady, then I'm going to do it. But I could see that how this can burn a lot of calories. So I will let you explain that.
Well, yeah, I mean, but there's nothing wrong. There's no shame in your game. I mean, just because you don't like doing that, you do other things to stay active. And I mean, to be totally honest, you do want to also be doing things that you enjoy consistently, right? Like, and I mean, cleaning your house is something that just has to be done. It's like one of those tasks, like eventually it builds up and you're like, okay, I got a clean house. So yes, it might be boring, but if you think about it from this perspective, and I did this yesterday because I cleaned my house yesterday for 5 hours and I was like, oh, I thought I was going to like fall over. I was so tired. but I was thinking about it and I was like, okay, well, they say on average, when you're cleaning your house, you can burn up to 200 calories in 60 minutes. So I did 5 hours. So I essentially burned up to about 1,000 calories. So I was like, okay, cool. And now my house is clean, right? So if you think about it, if you clean your house for 3 hours, and I'm not sure how big your house is or how dirty it is, mine took 5 hours because we have a lot of stuff that we just had to organize. But if you're doing it for 3 hours, that might be more calories that you're burning than an hour grueling session at the gym that you feel kind of like, oh, that whole hour, you're not even into it. Whereas at least when you clean your house, you have that instant gratification.
For sure. And right? I mean, it is definitely like, you're squatting up and down, you're pushing things, you're picking up and moving them. So you're getting a combination of cardio and resistance training, you know, whereas we know this cardio works the heart, resistance training works the muscles, muscle strength, muscle endurance. So it's a great, you know, all in all of working the entire body in different ways.
Yeah. And now I know that, I mean, I've seen articles, I know you have too, Laura, and you know, you see some people that, and some people might be totally into this where like, they will like make sure that they do a squat or like when they're like cleaning the floor, they'll like squat and stand up and do it and squat and stand up. I don't do any of that. Yeah. I just clean. Like I just clean. I feel like it's, you know, a little bit like too much to just to have to be like thinking about it too. However, one cool tip that I read that I did like was if you want to up the ante, put on some music that you really enjoy. And every time, you know, a song changes, you have to do 10 pushups or 10 squats. Or something along those lines. Maybe you just choose one move that like, so every time that a new song comes on, you just do 10 of one thing. So then you're kind of, you are upping the ante a little bit, adding a bit of an extra challenge, but you're not forcibly forcing yourself to like squat every time you like, you know, go to pick up a piece of laundry, like that kind of thing. So that's just like a cool way to up the ante. I thought it was a cool tip. One other thing too, and this is not really about cleaning your house, but kind of a cool thing that I've read about is that, you know how like we always recommend Sunday being your meal prep day, right? Like prep, like prepare all of your veggies, your meats, like, you know, prepare in advance food so that it's in your fridge, it's ready to rock. And then you can, you know, or maybe you pre-cook meals like I do a lot of batch cooking on Sundays. And so that I have it pre-cooked and sort of pre-packaged so I can just reheat it over the week to save myself a lot of time in the week. Now, apparently when you are cooking, you can burn also up to 200 calories an hour. So as you're planning your week ahead and you're planning to not sabotage yourself in terms of like having food already prepared, you're also in turn burning calories. Kind of a bonus.
I could see it being a sweet bonus. I just still don't want to do it.
No, like I said, I'm with you. I have someone come in and do like a deep clean. I just like when it comes to even the day-to-day stuff though, even if you're just like, you know, I have to vacuum my house because I've got cats and it gets out of control around here. But when I do that, it's like, okay, well, at least when I'm doing it and I'm like, oh, this is so annoying, at least I can think, okay, well, I'm burning at least 200 calories.
So, exactly.
You know, and not like we're focused totally on calories all the time, but it's more of just like, okay, well, at least I'm getting a mini workout in, right? And that's sort of how I think about it. So that was number one. Number two is to shake your booty. So that's what I mean by that is exactly that. So either hit the club, the dance floor, or even create a house dance party on your own. Because dancing, you'll burn about 150 to 200 calories every 30 minutes. And, you know, this actually makes me realize like why classes like Zumba are probably so popular, because they say on an average Zumba class, you can burn 500 to 1,000 calories in an hour. So you're just like dancing, having fun, you're not even noticing that you're really working out and you're burning calories. But again, because we're talking about not going to a class today, we're talking about something that you can just do on your own, literally. Flip on some music at home and just, you know, have a little dance party. It's like the whole like sweating to the oldies, like Richard Simmons used to do, right? When he'd have like music playing and like they would just be doing dance moves the whole time. But he had so much success with the program because you are still toning, you are still burning, you are still sculpting. You're just doing something that doesn't take the same requirement as like running on a treadmill.
Oh, I loved Richard Simmons. He was one of my fitness inspirations. I just loved him.
Me too.
Well, I loved his compassion and I loved his approach and I loved the way he was trying to make fitness fun, and he did for so many people. But I love dancing. Like I love going out and going dancing. I love, you know, dancing with my nieces, like having a dance party at home. I mean, it's kind of weird because like you're not just going to throw on music usually at home and just start dancing. But I like to try to think of it.
Who?
Yeah. So if everyone did, they'd be a lot happier. But it's like music is so therapeutic for your soul. And if you are putting on music that makes you feel happy and then adding movement to that. So, you know, even if it is throwing on music and like, I don't know, even just cleaning your house to music, you'll probably do it a lot differently than you would without the music. But I love dancing because I think it's just such it's a functional way. And functional basically means like how you would move your body in everyday life. So a lot of these exercise machines at the gym that we do cardio on, for example, like the elliptical, like that's not a natural movement. Like who kind of straightly moves their arms and weirdly moves their feet like that? Like it's, so it, there's, yes, it has some benefits, but it doesn't have the same amount of benefits as if you're moving your body, twisting, bending, depending how you dance, you know, doing the running man, jazz hands, whatever. You're utilizing all your muscles in different ways that you probably naturally would on a day-to-day basis. So it's got so many more benefits than just the calorie burn.
Definitely.
I just totally took the fun out of dancing. I'm like, this is a functional movement. you really utilize all of your muscles.
No, but it's funny though that you say like, you know, most people wouldn't just put music on and have a dance party by themselves, but I usually put it on when I'm cooking. I usually put music on, not necessarily when I'm cleaning, but usually when I'm cooking, and I will kind of like dance a little bit in my kitchen while I'm actually cooking. I do that.
Oh, I sometimes car dance. Like if you ever see me stop to the light, it's like, I don't know if you've ever seen that show where they have the secret camera, and I'm always like, oh my God, if someone put a secret camera in my car, like, some,
oh my gosh,
the singing and chair dancing I do, I'm like, oh my God, I just want to die. So embarrassing.
All right, so the next option that you can do, and this one is like pretty big, you know, because it's something that I wish I would do more often too, and in order to like, you know, burn calories without hitting the gym, is to join a sport.
Totally. So
getting active in a way that feels like fun and less work. You're adding to your calorie burn, you're engaging in the mental side as well, and you're doing something that time passes really quickly and you actually look forward to rather than dreading the sessions.
Well, and you know, I think you're doing something and that's with other human beings. Like, I think we're so disconnected now. We're more connected than ever with social media and our phones and all of these, you know, websites, but we're so disconnected and people are starving for human connection, and you can meet new people and make new friends. And it's time that there is no apps involved or whatever else, you know what I mean? Like it's a time that's like, you actually have to connect with human beings, and there's so many benefits from that.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I know this is the one thing that I was saying, like, this is one thing that I wish I did more often, because it's the one thing that I regret growing up. I never played any sports. I took figure skating for a while, but obviously, like, it didn't pan out for me. But other than that, I never played any team sports at all. I never joined any team sports. I did join a dance class when I was younger, but I got made fun of because I was really overweight when I was younger, and I remember walking in my like leotard and all the other girls made fun of me, and then I never went back. And after that, I never joined anything else because I was like terrified of like being, you know, bullied or being kind of on the sidelines. And so it's one thing though that I really wish I would have done. And now that I'm older, I mean, I joined a softball team. I regretted that because I got hurt really bad because apparently that isn't my sport. But there's other sports out there that I really want to try now, because it's like, okay, well, I realize like, you know, how fun they can actually be. And like, you know, not only the interaction, but also just like, you're oftentimes they're outdoors, or, you know, you're in a different space, you're in a different environment. And also it keeps you moving, and it keeps like your muscles moving in different ways and your body from plateauing from your regular routine, because you're actually using your body in more functional ways.
Well, and I also think it's like, I mean, I know a lot of people listening to this, and me kind of included, like, I'm active, but I'm not athletic. And that's where a lot of people, like, they'll be like, oh my God, Laura, can you come, you know, play in our golf tournament? Or like, can you come on our charity basketball team? And I'm like, it gives me serious anxiety. And I know probably a lot of people as an adult, they're feeling really anxious being like, oh my God, team sports. No, like I had a traumatic experience when I was younger, and now I'm really not going to do it. But the thing is that now, and again, going back to me saying like, I'm active, I'm not athletic, but there's so many things out there now that you can join that are like things from when we were kids that they're bringing back. Like dodgeball is huge. Like I know so many adults that play dodgeball. you know, even hiking groups, like even if it's not a sport, but something that's a group that you do together, that you've got accountability and you've got social time and it's moving, you know, it's not around food or movies or anything like that. Like it's actually, and in nature, which we need so bad. So like joining something that's like an organized group. Another thing that's really big too, that they do now is like things like city chases. And so it's like an outdoor scavenger hunt that, you know, you're moving around the city, but you're using your mind if you're more of a, if you're more of a thinker versus a, versus a doer in a sense. And you are an athletic. So there's like a lot of things, like nowadays there's things for everybody, whether it's, so I guess we should change it from join a sport, but join a team activity.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Do something like some sort of group initiative or something along those lines, like tennis, basketball, go golfing with your friends, and you don't have to be great. But if you do golfing, I recommend avoid using the cart.
Yeah, golfing can go for me. It's funny because like golfing can go from being like a super great activity. And like my boyfriend's grandmother, she's 85. She's amazing. She like golfs pretty much like five times a week still. And she doesn't use a cart. She golfs, she walks the whole course. She's like, because when I start, she's like, when you stop moving, you start dying. And then it's such a, such a great way of thinking in a sense. It's kind of a little bit morbid, but in her mind, she's like, the day I stop moving will be the day that I'm in the grave, you know, because until that point, she can do as much as she can. And one of those things is walking the golf course while the guys who are half her age are riding the carts and drinking beer.
Yeah, they're just chasing the beer carts. Well, so on that note then, this is our last sort of main tip. And this one is like, I saved the best for last because this is the best for last in the sense of our favorite, which is to get your steps on.
I love walking.
I know. So, you know, it has to probably be, in my opinion, the best form of exercise because it's so easy to do, right? Like we always say, it requires nothing more than 2 feet and a heartbeat. It's all you need. You can get up and move. If you, they say you can easily burn up to 500 calories for every 10,000 steps you do. 10,000 steps, roughly what? Anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half of walking?
Yeah, it's about 5 miles, which in kilometers, I'm not good with that. But that's not saying you have to do that all at once. Like throughout the day, you can accumulate that.
Exactly. And, you know, the best way, in my opinion, to do that, to get your step on is to plan a route or plan errands around it. So as I was saying, like, you know, I go to the post office almost every day to drop something off because I know that it's like this route that I really like. It's really pretty. And like, it gets me my 10,000 steps there and back. So it's,
I know, and that's one thing when I was living in the city, it was great because I literally would walk everywhere. Like if it was within, like during my work day, if it was within a half an hour walk, I would walk there.
Yeah.
You know, obviously people can't just be leaving their jobs to go for a walk, even though it's something I'm so passionate about that like, I think corporations and companies need to recognize how dangerous it is for our health to be sitting as much as we are. Like they say sitting is the new smoking because it's not detrimental to our health. So like getting your employees to get up in the afternoon, even to go for a 10-minute walk, 20-minute walk to, you know, keep things moving, support the back and all that stuff. So important. But when I was in the city, I would walk, you know, anytime I get a coffee, I'd pick a coffee shop that was far away or, you know, same thing, go to the post office. But now I live in the country. To walk to the store will probably take me about an hour and a bit, maybe, like, you know what I mean? I gotta get back. So that's one thing for me. I definitely still get my walk on, but I try to think about things in the sense of like, okay, if I have to go to the mall now, I will park either like, I park further away, even though that's like a tip that we've heard for years and it's kind of annoying, but you know, I try to get like walk the mall, go in, like get more walking in indoors. And then I try to plan more hikes on the weekend. And I do walk, I still go for a walk, but I just find it so much easier to go for a walk when you have a destination to go to. Cause then, you know,
exactly.
You don't think about walking. You're like, oh, I'm going to the post office.
Exactly. No, I agree with you 100%. And that's sort of how I plan it. But you know, there's also like what you were saying though, there's also really great ways that if you just plan a route, like, my husband and I, we like to go for walks. There's this park, in the city where we live, that's actually this really beautiful park that has like all of these like water fixtures and bridges and everything else. And it's just like, it's a really nice park. And so we'll go there usually on the weekends if it's nice and just walk around for a couple of hours and just enjoy being outside, because it's like, we spend so much time sitting, so much time indoors. It's so nice to just be able to have that escape, to be outside and to be by nature and everything else. So make it a destination, make it a plan. The other thing is like what you were saying about the mall, as it's starting to get colder outside, and at least here in Canada, it's,
snowing this last week. I'm like, oh,
God. I know, but plan to go indoors. So like go to your local mall and window shop, or when you're in the grocery store, even though, you know, we always say like, just, you know, go around the perimeter. You don't go down the aisles. Whenever I go grocery shopping, I go down every single aisle. And it doesn't mean that I'm buying stuff in every single aisle. It just means that I'm going up and down every aisle to get extra steps in, because that's what kind of a nerd I am.
I know. We're like the crazy people who are like, where can I walk to? I need to get my 10,000 steps on my pedometer.
It's true. It's so true, but it's so important. And I mean, one thing that, you know, what you were saying about like how it's like such a huge epidemic now, like it's almost like they're saying like sitting is the new smoking. Like, have you seen the new, they have like those new walking desks? Where,
yeah, the treadmill desks. And I've heard great things about them.
I personally don't know if I could do it. Like, I don't know if I could like keep moving and typing and everything else at the same time. I could probably do it for simple things, but I couldn't do it if I was like doing planning or like big work, you know? But who knows? I've never tried it. Have you tried one?
I haven't, but one of our instructors, she actually has one and she loves it. You know, she teaches in the night, but mostly during the day she's working like a desk job, but I don't think she uses it like, you know, for hours at a time. I think it's almost like you go on it for maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and then you go off it. So I'm not sure. I'll have to ask her how she likes it for typing, but I mean, for sure too, like maybe if you're working, reviewing something, or you know what I mean? Like it might be,
yeah,
it might be better for that. But I know that's my fear too. I'm like, is it like that kind of like pat your head, rub your stomach feeling where you're like trying to do like your body doing three things at once. You're like, next thing you fly off the treadmill. Like that's my fear. Cause I'm also, like I said, active, not athletic. I'm clumsy. Like, I do think too, one thing, and I call them walk and talks. So a lot of times when I'm planning like a catch up date with one of my girlfriends, I always like be like, oh, do you want to go for like a walk? And we'll talk while we walk. So usually we'll get a coffee and walk and catch up instead of sitting at the coffee shop. And I find that like it ends up being the best, because you end up finding the best places in like your city or your neighborhood that you haven't seen before. You're kind of killing two birds with one stone. And it's just, I find it more enjoyable than just sitting at a coffee shop.
No, definitely. Great idea. Now, what other things, I mean, outside of the four that we've highlighted today, what would be some of your other ways that you like to get active without hitting the gym? You personally, Laura.
Well, I just make activity a priority. So I make it like it's a priority for me to move my body like 30 to 60 minutes a day. And that's more, I think, on the fitness side. I also try to move as much as I can. So big for me is walking. I also try to get like involved in things like I snowshoe in the winter time. I hike a lot on the weekends. Even though I don't like to clean my house, I like outdoor stuff. So like I like raking the leaves. We just got our wood delivered, so I like making wood piles apparently. I don't know. I just try to make it a conscious choice in my day. You know, when I'm planning on meeting friends, like it almost now doesn't even cross my mind that like, oh, we would just sit and, you know, sit at a coffee shop. Right away, I think, oh, let's go for a walk. Or when I'm planning stuff with my nieces, it's always something that's active. Like I try to plan things around activity as opposed to, you know, indoor stuff.
Yeah. No, for sure.
And just thinking in a way, like, you know, it's kind of a lot like with the nutrition habits we talk about a lot, you know, just trying to think about small little ways that you can incorporate things throughout the day, because it all does add up. And that's what people like, you know, they get in the mindset, you've got to do 60 minutes in the gym or else I'm not exercising. But, you know, if you're doing 5 minutes here, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, that adds up throughout the day. And then that adds up throughout the weeks and the months. And next thing you know what I mean? Like you've created a lifestyle that's around activity.
Definitely. No, I agree 100%. And I think mine is probably the same as yours in the sense of like how I get active outside the gym. I mean, mine is really, I walk a lot. I always have. And I enjoy walking. And I find it's just one of those things that's just the easiest thing for me to do. I love hiking as well. But I can't go hiking by myself. I'm too afraid.
Oh, and, try coming. I walked into 6 deer the other day.
Oh man. And I just,
yeah. Wild turkeys. I was like, oh, for gosh sake.
I can't do it. I get too nervous hiking by myself. I'm such a like scaredy cat when it comes to stuff like that. So I need to have a hiking partner. So I don't get to hike as much as I'd probably like, just because schedules don't always allow. But definitely those kinds of things where I'm getting outside and moving. And then indoors, I mean, like I said, I just, whenever I'm cleaning my house and I'm like disgruntled about it, I just try to think about the fact that I'm like, nope, this is just like extra calorie burn. So then it becomes like a positive versus a negative.
Well, the last thing I kind of just want to add to that too is like, you know, I know everyone has their different things they really enjoy. And like, I enjoy, you know, watching a movie sometimes. I enjoy like reading a book and, you know, things that are relaxing to the soul. And I think those are just as important as moving. But I also think that there is a big, beautiful world out there. And I would rather see it with my own eyes than read it through somebody else's stories or watch it through somebody else's movie. So it's like, get into the mindset of create your story, you know, create your memories and go out there and do them. Don't watch them on YouTube. Don't read them in a book. You know, don't actually film them while you're out there. Put your phones away and just be in the moment and enjoy your life because it goes by so fast.
Now, would that be your number one takeaway for our listeners?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think once you start getting into the mindset of creating your own story and living your own story, you naturally will start moving more. You'll naturally start getting out there more and putting yourself in situations where you're going to meet new people and join new sports teams or activities, you know, or walk in new neighborhoods because you want to see new things. Like, I think it will start to shift the way you act.
Cool. Well, my number one takeaway for all of our listeners out there is, you know, even though, I mean, these are great ideas that we've been talking about today of just how to get active and how to get out of the mindset of, like, I think this is a big thing, is to get out of the mindset that you have to be in a gym in order to be active. Like, get out of that mindset altogether. You do not have to be in a gym setting in order to get active. But I think one of the things, if you are someone who is looking for a major transformation, so if you're looking to really transform your body and you're really looking at it as sort of like next level kind of thing, adding any of these in addition to your workout will increase your overall burn. So keep that in mind as well, and it'll help you get closer to your goals. So what I'm saying is, if you are someone who is in the process of a major transformation and it's not one of your rest days and it is a day of work, my recommendation is do your workout and then do one of these things on top of it. And then you'll see how quickly you will actually excel towards your goals, because it's more, you're just adding more benefit to your life. You're adding consistently as opposed to just sort of substituting.
Well, and I love that, because that's always our kind of mantra is, you know, come from it from the positive. Addition. Yep. Like, don't turn things into negatives. It makes everything more difficult. So just think about how you can add little by little.
Exactly. All right. Well, with that being said, thank you so much for listening. And of course, as always, we want to hear from you. If you have any ideas, any questions, or anything that you'd like to talk about on our podcast, give us an email at info@fitchicks.ca. And you can also check us out at fitchicks.ca on Instagram and Twitter, and at Fitchicks Bootcamp on Facebook. And that is all for today. So we will chat with you soon. Have an amazing day.
Oh, I have one more thing to add. I'm jumping in. Yeah. I'm sorry. No. The other thing too, we just launched our new website. So if you're interested in actually learning more about fitness, nutrition, wellness, we just launched our new website, fitchicksacademy.com. And on there, we have a learning center and we have podcasts, lots of free resources. We also have some awesome programs that are coming up to get certified and to really learn more about fitness, nutrition, and wellness. So please check it out. It's very pretty, we think. And if you have any feedback, let us know.
Awesome. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.